Two airplanes collided today in the skies over New Delhi, India, and it's feared that more than 350 people have died. A Saudi Boeing 747, carrying 312 passengers, had just taken off from Indira Gandhi International Airport when it struck a Kazakh Airlines plane trying to land with 39 people on board. The deaths of all the passengers and crew would make this the third deadliest crash in aviation history. In 1977, two Boeing 747s collided in the Canary Islands, killing 582 people. And in 1985, 520 people died when a Japan Airlines Boeing 747 crashed into a mountain in Japan. So far, nearly 300 bodies have been recovered in today's accident. Leah Terhune reports from New Delhi.
It's dark now in New Delhi. The area where the crash occurred is farmland in the Indian state of Haryana, about 45 miles from New Delhi. The wreckage is said to be strewn over several miles. According to reports from the site, there were no injuries on the ground. One eyewitness told reporters that he saw fireballs and smoke fall into fields near his house. He said the sky was absolutely red. It is one of the worst accidents in Indian aviation history, and Indian Prime Minister Deve Gowda has ordered a judicial inquiry into the accident. India does not have a strong air safety record, and there have been a number of serious crashes in the past several years. Delhi Airport has had planes go off the runway, and a few years ago, a plane on a training exercise crashed into a parked Russian airliner. There is speculation that the crash may have been caused by an air traffic control error or problems with one of the airliners. It was a clear night, so there's little reason to believe weather was a cause. Experts are waiting for flight data recorders to help determine what happened. The Prime Minister has assured that bodies will be returned to their respective countries for burial and has asked local authorities to prevent looting of the belongings of victims, something which has been known to happen in India. A United States Air Force C-141 cargo plane on a routine embassy supply run witnessed the mid-air crash. The plane landed safely, and the crew have been questioned by the Air Force for any information they can provide about the incident. Reporting for National Public Radio, this is Leah Terhune, New Delhi.